All right, our first speaker, Pastor Anil. So let's give Pastor Anil a big hand as he comes up.
Good evening, everyone. It's too loud here. Check here. Okay. Before we start, we can keep Pastor Dinesh's family in prayer. He lost his dad today, and today was the funeral, and also Pastor Carl's brother Ryan, he also passed away. So we can pray for Pastor Carl's family also, and all those who are traveling and visiting. So let's pray. Father, we come before you, Lord. Your word says, we rejoice with them that rejoice, and we weep with those who weep, Lord. And we lift up Pastor Dinesh and Cynthia, their two kids, Pastor Dinesh's mother, his sister, brother-in-law, their whole family, Lord. We pray you would comfort them, Lord. You would help them. You would minister to them. Also, we pray for Pastor Carl today, his dad and mom, his sister, Susie, Andrew, as they, Lord, mourn about Ryan. I pray you would be with them, Lord. And pray for Pastor Brian today, Marina, Jillian, who are traveling, for Pastor Guru, Nalini, and their two children, for Pastor Benny, who leaves tomorrow to be with his mom. I pray you would be with him and help him in everything. Cover us, Lord, we pray. Lord, speak to our hearts today, we pray. Lord, minister to us, we pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And verses 7 to verses 10. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 10. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So this is the Apostle Paul writing about his life. And we see here, if you read chapter 12, verses 1 to 6, he has an experience with God. It's an out-of-body experience. He says, 14 years ago, I had that out-of-body experience. And he saw things in heaven which cannot be described. And he's talking about that. And then he says in verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure. I think what we need to understand today is this. In our first point is, God first wants to work in me before he can work through me. God wants to work in me, you know, because many times when we think about being used by God, and here Paul is the apostle of grace, correct? Sometimes when you think naturally, why would the man of God have a problem in his life or a physical affliction, right? It would defeat God's purpose, right? So God is first working in me, and then he is working through me. So the good news this evening, as we are here, is that God is interested in doing something in my heart. And so what we need to pay attention is to what is the Lord teaching me today? Are you understanding? What is the Lord teaching me today? What did the Lord teach me in 2016? Like a single big spiritual lesson. What did I learn? And if that process is not happening, then the other things don't matter to God. Right? Imagine I am an arrogant person, always shouting, always screaming, and I go on the street and I say, God loves you. Right? The message will not be congruent to the life. So God first works his life in us. In Galatians 1:16, Paul is saying, God chose me to reveal his son. It's called, to remove a veil, to reveal his son in me. In Galatians 4:19, he says, I travail like a pregnant woman who's giving birth to a child till Christ is formed in you. That's very important. What is God teaching me? What is God teaching me in my life? What is he doing in my life? That's really very important. And so we see here, he is praying what? Three times. What is he praying? Three times, right? And the prayer doesn't get answered. Correct? So the second point we see is, being a believer in Christ, being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, or even serving in ministry or serving the Lord, never happens in ideal circumstances. Right? Many times we think, and this is like how we think generally as men or as women, if this thing gets sorted out in my life, then I'll be in a better place to serve God. Correct? If this thing happens in my job, then I'll be able to come to church. Or I'll make a decision to come to church. Or if this thing happens, then I'll come for outreach. But it's very interesting to note that there are never ideal circumstances in the Bible. In fact, when people approach Jesus to follow him, he made some very, in-the-face statements. Like, okay, Lord, I'll follow you. Foxes have holes, right? Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Luke chapter 9, the last part. Okay, let me say, let me bury my father. And in that context, the person's father had not died as yet. I'll wait till my dad dies. I'll perform the funeral rites. And then, let the dead bury their dead. Okay, I'll say goodbye to those who are at home. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. It's very interesting to see how Jesus spoke. Now, why is the Lord speaking this way? Because we must get out of this preconceived notion that only when circumstances are ideal will we serve God. God is trying to teach us there will never be ideal circumstances. God can make a season an ideal season, but never be ideal circumstances. But we have an ideal God, right? So even in sickness, right? Sometimes you see men of God afflicted and you wonder, why are men of God afflicted? They are the messengers of God. They bring the word of God to us, right? Because God wants us to operate even in difficulties. God wants us to serve him in adverse situations, at a bad job, in a difficult marriage, in a difficult situation. He wants me to follow him, right? Not when I pray, Lord, if you do X, Y, Z in my life, then I'll follow you. No. The third thing we see is this. When we understand this, that everything which is happening in my life is for my good, then what happens? He says, yeah, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. See, in whatever condition we are in or whatever situation we are in, no matter how adverse, God's grace is always available to us if I look to him. It is not available to me if I don't look to him. If I look to him, his grace is available. And what does God say? My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength, that word is dunamis, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Now, the moment we understand this principle, then a change, a shift happens. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's a paradox. Lord, thank you for the hospitalization. Lord, thank you for the bad back. Lord, thank you for the financial problem. Lord, thank you for the bad marriage. Lord, thank you for the problematic child. Lord, thank you that there are problems in the church or there's persecution. Thank you, Lord. Can you imagine? This is what happens. If you understand this principle, we start what? Rejoicing in all the bad things. Isn't that incredible? That is what? Incredible. And that only a born-again Christian can do. No person in the world will do. Demonetization, everybody is affected. Nobody is rejoicing in demonetization. But we can rejoice, correct? Because what? In those things, when I am weak, then I am strong. Because in that situation, what happens is, I can only look to the Lord. And I can totally depend on Him. And when I totally depend on Him, His grace comes through for my situation. I want to close with this two verses in Psalm 119. Where it says, in Psalm 119 verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. And verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. You know, the first natural response when there's a thorn in our flesh is we pray, God, take it away. Correct? But later on, we realize that the thorn is given to us for our good, lest I be exalted above measure. And the person is saying, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Imagine, right? Lord, thank you for this difficult situation. Lord, thank you for this unpleasant thing. Lord, thank you, right? Why? Because we can totally depend on God. So in closing today, let's pay attention, you know, to the work of God in us. You know, many times we pay attention at the wrong things. We focus on circumstances, we focus on other people or what they have done to us or what they have said to us, you know. But we must need to focus on what is God doing in me. And if I receive that lesson, then that becomes a very valuable experience. Paul understood that God was what? Humbling him. Because it was very easy for him to get proud, right? God was humbling him and keeping him in balance so that the nature of Christ could be formed in him and that Christ could be revealed through his life. So in closing today, whatever God does, he's forming Christ in us and he's revealing Christ through us, right? And then he does work through us. You know, you must always look at, you know, when I went out as a missionary, I had a great zeal. I thought, I'm going to do great things for God, win many souls. And at the end of many years, the lesson I learned is, it is not what you do for God, which, you know, matters. It is what God does in you. That's the greatest lesson you learned as a missionary, is what God does in you as you are on the field. Understanding who he is, his nature and character. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. It's eternal. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, who illuminates, who enlightens, who guides us into all truth. Thank you, Lord. Minister to us. Help us to boast in our infirmities, in our difficulties, because you have promised that your grace is sufficient for us. And you have said, when we are weak, we can be strong in you. We thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name.